Welcome to ASX Briefs, where we peel back the layers of the stock market to discover the gems within. I'm Andrew Musgrave, and I'm thrilled to guide you through the intricate world of mineral exploration and development. Equinox Resources is a name that's becoming increasingly prominent for its ambitious projects across Australia and Brazil. Today, we are joined by Zach Kumar, Chief Executive Officer of Equinox Resources Limited. Thanks for joining us today, Zach, and welcome to ASX Briefs.
Thank you for having me, Andrew.
All right, Zach, to kick things off, could you give us a brief overview of Equinox Resources' core mission and the strategic focus behind your exploration activities in Brazil and Australia?
Thanks, Andrew. Our core mission is really to discover and deliver high-grade, high-volume and high-margin commodities and create lasting value to our shareholders, customers and communities we serve. We do this by meticulously doing our homework and following the geology, looking at the anomalies and fault lines in the Earth's crust, and staking greenfield, unexplored, virgin territories, acquiring assets or forming partnerships along the way. We then get to work with speed and precision to unlock the full potential of that asset as soon as possible. We are a very cost-effective organization with more than 85% of our spend dedicated to projects and exploration with a little overhead cost. This is the blueprint of our strategic focus on exploration in Brazil and Australia, but we're also looking at prospects around the world.
Very good. And now this year, you've seen significant milestones for the company, especially with the staking of over 400,000 hectares of prospective rare earth tenements and kicking off drilling only 4 months after staking that ground. Could you delve into the achievements and what these mean for the company's trajectory?
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. As the CEO of Equinox Resources, I have over 24 years experience, hands-on experience in the resources sector, working through mine development, project delivery, commercialization, commissioning and startup, mining and mineral processing operations across various commodities, including iron ore, nickel, cobalt, lithium. I also was the commissioning lead and the managing team for Sweden's first gigafactory, or Europe's first gigafactory, based in Sweden. And I've worked at various senior leadership positions within BHP Billiton, where I spent 10 years, and also Fortescue. And I really have a passion for mining and mineral processing. Since joining Equinox, I knew that we had to add something else to our portfolio. And I initially ventured into Brazil in early 2005 for a nickel and cobalt project with BHP. So November last year, I reached out to my contacts in Brazil, and with a team of geologists, we ended up staking over 400,000 hectares of highly prospective virgin ground for rare earths and niobium. And there are more opportunities to come across Brazil that we are exploring. And Brazil ticks a lot of boxes for us. It's a tier one mining jurisdiction. We have the full support of the community and mining agency on the areas that we are operating. The country also runs off a green electric grid with hydro and wind backing. We have a great experienced team of professionals in Brazil with great infrastructure, and it is a low-cost jurisdiction. And we're just really getting started in Brazil.
Excellent. So with the drilling programs, you've kicked off the drilling at the Campo Grande Rare Earths Project, which is next door to Brazilian Rare Earths, which is backed by Gina Rinehart, and that has a market cap of just shy of $200 million. Can you share more about the objectives of this program and how it fits into the overall resource development strategy?
Thanks, Andrew. I'm not sure if it was luck, but as we were following the geology in early November last year, with the team and I pegging and staking new ground, we noticed that we were adjacent to the Brazilian Rare Earths Project, which is backed by Gina. And I was on site last month as we kicked off our drilling program, and I actually operated the first drill with the team at our Rio Negro prospect there at our Campo Grande project, where we have over 170,000 hectares spanning across some great geology just adjacent to Brazilian rare earths. And we would like to replicate the ultra high grades that they're seeing. They've reported the world's highest grade of rare earths at 45,000 ppm, and they're doing some great work. And we're just really getting started to really unlock what that potential has, what those prospects has to offer. But I just want to point out that we ended up staking the ground in November, and within 4 months we've kicked off drilling, and that there's a lot of work that was involved in that, securing a experienced team in Brazil, securing all the environmental authorization, the land access, finding a drilling contractor, engaging with the community, and a lot was pulled together to make that possible.
Very good. Now, I'm just moving back on shore. You've got some projects here in Australia as well. Can you give us an update on the Hamersley Iron Ore Project?
Yeah, our Hamersley Iron Ore Project is our flagship project, which was the pivotal project which Equinox Resources IPO'd in late 2021. It's strategically located in the infrastructure-rich Pilbara region of Western Australia, adjacent to the Fortescue Solomon Mine and Rio Tinto's operations near Tom Price. The project includes a granted mining lease, a native title agreement with the Wintawari Guruma Aboriginal Corporation. We have conducted terrestrial fauna surveys, and nothing material has been found during those local fauna and habitat studies, and that would feed into our environmental impact assessment. We also have a mineral resource there, which is a JORC-compliant mineral resource of 343 million tonnes at 55% iron, and a total of 23,000 metres has been drilled on the mining lease. But we also realise that there is high-grade near-surface iron ore above the water table that integrates a potential for direct shipped ore with open mineralisation at 62% iron. And we are currently working with the traditional owners to kick off a drilling program in late 2024 to get some better resource definition of that high-grade pocket. And kick off some metallurgical test work that we could then help commercialise that asset.
Excellent. Well, there's plenty of activity going on within the company, Zach, within Brazil and both here in Australia as well. What can we expect from the company in terms of news flow over the next few months?
Drilling is underway at our Rio Negro rare earth project in Brazil, so we'll hope to get some assay results as those assays come back from the labs. And we foresee those results come back in Q4 FY24 or May, June of this year. And the results should follow our high-grade rare earths that we're seeing in Brazilian rare earths tenements adjacent to us. We also expect to receive some additional surface sample results across the Capo Grande project to then highlight our next prospective drilling target. We are also carrying out some exploration reconnaissance work across our other tenements in Brazil, across our niobium project at Canastra, and also our Mata da Corda rare earth project. So we'll start getting some results there. We should also receive an outcome on our way forward for the heritage committee assessment underway with the Hamersley Iron Ore Project, which should come out in mid-June to then have a pathway there for drilling in at that iron ore asset. And I plan to head back to Brazil and also our iron ore asset as those projects kick off, but also focusing on a Brazil trip to sign some strategic MOUs with partners and community members on our projects in Brazil.
All right. Well, as I mentioned, plenty of activity going on. We wish you all the best. So thanks for your time today, Zach, and we look forward to the next update from Equinox Resources in the upcoming months.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Andrew.
That concludes this episode of ASX Briefs. Don't forget to subscribe, and we look forward to catching you on our next episode.